And so, with the cup held high, may the leave Croke Park, All-Ireland football champions for 1949.
Oh, beautiful me, you got all that I need.
Dempsey hits Darren Fay. Anthony Finnerty comes in and gives him a touch of the elbow. Colm Coyle hitting Finnerty. This is Colm's first punt. Finnerty, delayed reaction, looks around, sees Martin O'Connell coming in and thinks that the best action is to go down.
What a set of matches we've had. Four terrific and memorable games. Final score, Meath 2-10, Dublin 15.
So Joe McDonagh, GAA president, presents Sam Maguire to Graham Geraghty and Meath are the football champions.
Hello, ho, 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 listeners. You're very welcome to the We Are Meath podcast with Davey Rispin and Mickey Brennan. And of course, it is going to be our last We Are Meath podcast before Christmas. So we had to just get that little Christmas ho, ho, ho. And Davey, you all said, have you shopping done? Have you got the Christmas cakes made and the Christmas puddings all sorted and the turkey stuffed?
Yeah, well, the biggest surprise in the lead up to Christmas was the We Are Meath gear landing this week, Mickey, which I'm sure a lot of people... had the pleasure of opening a week or two early from Christmas, and it's really, really nice. I didn't get as much this year because we got a big stock and full, didn't we, last year? But I got the bottoms and the shorts. Shorts give me a little bit of a surprise now, I won't lie to you, but the bottoms are absolutely lovely. They're really, really nice.
Yeah, there's a lie on the back of your shorts, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't know who they got me mixed up with, to be fair.
There was on the back of Davey's shorts, it says, yes, I squat. I was very unfortunate with my We Are Meath gear, Davey. It didn't arrive on time. So I'm hoping that Santi, because the kids did ask Santi, could they get some We Are Meath gear? So I'm hoping that Santi will be able to bring it. Because all I was able to get was my hat that I ordered, but the rest of it didn't arrive. So I'm hoping that big fella with the red jacket on and the big white beard comes down the chimney on Christmas morning and leaves them there for me. Because if he doesn't, I've got no presents for Christmas. So we'll see what happens with that anyway. So we want to wish all our listeners a very, very happy Christmas. Davey, moving away from all things Santi, I think we'll go to all things GAA and Meath anyway. And we had one team flying the flag on Christmas week in Croke Park for Meath GAA. And of course, it was the Fianna Camogues. They were playing against Clan Morris of Kerry. And in fairness, Clan Morris came away with the victory. It was a sub Amy O'Sullivan goal that won it for them. It was her first action of the year, Davey. This Clan Morris panel have only had 17 players to pick from throughout this whole campaign, club championship and All-Ireland series and provincial championship, which is an amazing, amazing feat for them to go on and win it. But it is heartbreak for our girls from the Fianna, who controlled this game for large portions as well.
Yeah, just got, I think that goal in the 41st minute, Mickey, it kind of just got away from them after that. Clonmorris opened up a 5-point lead after that goal. And the Fianna finished the much stronger of the teams, you know, got it back to 2 points, but just ran out of time in the end. And it was obviously heartbreak for them. Probably, you know, they'll rue the fact they only scored 2 points from play in the game. I think Aoife Carey got 5 points, and the only 2 points that arrived from play were from Aideen Slattery and Sophia Payne. So, look, it was really tight. I think it was 3 points apiece at half time. It was, yeah, you know, ridden on that. Probably an awful lot of nerves, but they were just edged out in the end. They'll be gutted, but they can reflect on the most remarkable years. And obviously the team that beat them in the football 2 weeks ago absolutely walked the final in Croker yesterday as well. So it just shows how close they were to potentially some amazing success. But I think they were still gearing up for a big homecoming this evening in Bacon Centre and Infield at about 8 o'clock. And I'm sure they'll line the streets to welcome the heroes home. Absolutely, yeah. Terrific year.
Yeah, unbelievable. I suppose maybe all of the to and fro and over and back and playing on the same weekends and all that kind of crack and playing every weekend probably did take its toll on their bodies. At this time of the year, the pitches are softer and stuff like that. And yes, it is Croke Park, but it is cold and all that. But what a year it's been. And as we said, like they probably rue their missed chances in that game. They did dominate the first 23 minutes of the game and we're leading 3 points to one. And as you said, John Morris then reeled them in towards half time and it was level, 3 points apiece. But I suppose their dominance didn't show on the scoreboard in the first half. But what a year it's been for them. And yes, they deserve a massive, massive homecoming. And as you said, look at how close they will probably look back with regrets and look at how close they would have been to doing a double All-Ireland on the same weekend. But it wasn't to be. But it's been incredible. And we're so proud of them. And well done to everybody involved. And we hope that they have a massive homecoming tonight, as you said, in Bakenstown and Enfield. Fully deserved as well, Davey.
Ah, it is, yeah. They'll enjoy their Christmas and a well-earned break, Mickey, because this year has just gone on and on and on for them. But it's captured the imagination and it's been a fantastic ride. So, you know, hats off to them. And they'll go up next year in football in terms. They're going up into senior football, obviously. In Meath, then they'll fancy that. And in hurling terms or in camogie terms, they'll be defending their senior crown next year. So, you know, different challenges are going to present themselves, but they'll all in good time, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done on a fantastic year and hard luck on the result in Croke Park on the weekend in the Fianna Camogues. You've so much to be proud of.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
Davey, the Meath County Board Convention was held last Monday night and we do have the results in from that. And of course, the one thing we knew is that John Kavanagh, the current sitting chairman of Meath County Board, he was vacating the position and that has been filled now. And a number of other roles we can confirm have all been sorted and you have the results of it there now.
Yeah, plenty of positions up for grabs on Monday night at convention, and the headline one being the chairperson's position, obviously with John stepping aside after four brilliant years in the chair. I think we have to give John his kudos. He's been very good to us here on the podcast. You know, and anytime we've asked him to do anything, come on, go to a presentation, just have general chit chats, he's been a pleasure to deal with. So we wish him well for whatever he does next, his semi-retirement and that. But yeah, you're right. Jason Plunkett from Clonard was elected the new chairperson of the Meath County Board, Mickey. He defeated Damien Griffin in Athena, 108 votes to 93. So just 15 votes separated them in the end. So it was a tight contest, but Jason Plunkett is the new chairperson of MGA. And the next position that was up for grabs was, of course, the secretary's position, with Kieran Flynn, the outgoing secretary, re-elected for a second year. He defeated Brian Kelly, who is, of course, the current PRO, 109 votes to 89. So a 20-vote victory for Kieran, and he's entering his second year in charge of secretary duties, I should say. The PRO position itself was contested between Alan Tormey and the outgoing PRO Brian Kelly, and Brian defeated Alan comprehensively, 157 votes to 44 in the end. So Brian is re-elected for a second year. In the vote for assistant secretary, Nick Fitzgerald won out against Niamh Regan, 114 votes to 82 votes. So the Kildare manager going again as assistant secretary. The other vote was between Mairead Delaney, Arthur Riley and Martin O'Halloran. This was for the Leinster Council. So two of the three were elected onto Leinster Council. And it was Mairead Delaney who was the outgoing. She received 84 votes. She's in. Martin O'Halloran was also outgoing. He received 93 votes. And they defeated Arthur Riley with 13 votes for that position. The outgoing Vice Chair Paddy Kelly was re-elected unopposed. Treasurer Gene Smith was re-elected unopposed. Assistant Treasurer Jim Mullery and Irish Officer Joseph O'Brien all retained their positions unopposed. Conor Tormey was elected to the Central Council and Eamon Barry was elected to the post of Coaching Officer without a contest as well. So that sort of wraps up Convention 2023, Mickey.
It does indeed. And I suppose with Jason Plunkett taking over, taking the reins as the new chairman of Meath GAA. It's very exciting times ahead because we've already been talking this year about Park Tailteann and the redevelopment. We've seen funding come through recently as well from the government, from their grants and whatever. So, you know, he's going to oversee what's going to be happening in Park Tailteann this year at least. Anyway.
He is, Mickey. We caught up with him last week, literally a day or two after his election. So we got him on for a chat on the podcast, which I think we're going to be dropping out over Christmas or between Christmas and the new year. Some of the listeners actually sent in some questions, which we put to Jason as well, and he engaged with them all. And he's going to be very open and transparent is what I'm getting from him. And he's always been that, you know, in his roles. He's been 12 or 13 years on the beat. And he has sat on those committees for the stadium and for Dungannon. So he's well aware of sort of the progress that has been made there. I think Meath have about 6 or 7 million secured in funding and they're hoping for another bit to get to that magical 10, I think. That will get Park Tailteann bit. But there's also the three new pitches in Dungannon, which is a big priority as well. So it's a really exciting time for Jason to be coming in as chairperson of the county board and to be sort of heading up these projects, as well as everything that's going to go on the pitch as well. So loads of work for Jason to get stuck into, but no better man, Mickey.
And our listeners will be able to hear all the questions that you put to him. I presume that you asked him, is there any likely date and stuff like that for Park Tailteann for the building and stuff to start commencing and whatever in Park Tailteann? So they'll be able to hear all those questions that you threw to him.
Yeah, and like there's loads of logistical things with, like, obviously me, they're in the All-Ireland Championship, so we're guaranteed a home game. So, like, what does that mean in terms of the construction starting or us having a game? The club championship, obviously, we know Park Tailteann is the home of club football when it comes to finals. What that'll mean, what the sequence of the build will be, the floodlights, obviously, which is something that people are itching to hear. It's all in there. He talks in length about Dungannon. Where he feels we could probably be doing things a little bit better too. So it's a wide-ranging chat, about 40 minutes. So don't miss that on our Loyal Royals podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a few Loyal Royals podcasts coming out this week. We will be announcing the Weir Mead Senior Championship Team of the Year. That will go out early in the year, early in the week. And then we will be having our lovely, this is a festive one. This is a stocking filler. And a lot of clubs will be hoping that there's a stocking filler going on, because it is the managerial merry-go-round that will be going out this week. Then between Christmas and New Year, as Davey said, we will be putting out that Jason Plunkett, the new chairman of Meath GAA. We will be putting out that podcast where Davey sat down with him for a couple of hours and recorded that. Jason, really, really good lad, Connard man. And we've had plenty of meetings over the last number of weeks and whatever with different awards nights and stuff going on. So wishing Jason the very, very best luck in his position. And you'll get that podcast over on our Loyal Royals between Christmas and New Year. And you'll also get the review of the year and crack podcast. So there's a few little things. And so we'll be having a look at club and County Davy, but we'll also throw in a few curveballs and, you know, like standout game of the year, biggest moan of the year, you know, funniest moment of the year and stuff like that. And that will be on that podcast as well.
Yeah, that's one of the really exciting ones we love doing. It's a bit of crack that we have. It makes us think as well over the Christmas, doesn't it? Like, think back to throughout the year. So we have a bit to do on that one.
Yeah, we do indeed. So plenty coming your way on the Loyal Royal podcasts over the coming weeks and over the festive season.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, At Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Davey, we were just speaking there about, you know, how Park Tolchin, you know, looking for money, they've got the grants and whatever, and there's money coming towards them, they're, you know, the whole rebuild and all that and whatever. Well, the club's got a little bit of a windfall again this year because there's a man from Limerick who wears a Santee hat and he likes to look after the GAA clubs across Meath, well, across the country, in fairness to him. And JB McManus, JB McSanta, has given all the clubs in Meath €1 million between them, and that includes all the GA, LGFA, Camogie, all the different associations that are involved with the GAA. So a fantastic thing to do once again. But lots of begrudges out there giving out about it and stuff, as you always get. But this is something that the GAA clubs love to hear of. You know, it's free money, basically.
It's incredible, like, to be handing out €32 million to county boards all over the country, and that to be divvied up amongst the clubs. It's absolutely brilliant. For a lot of clubs, it'll pay a lot of their managerial, physio, any other expenses that they have, you know, in a calendar year. It really is. And the thing I love about it is, you know, okay, some counties get more than others, or some clubs get more than others, like the Leitrim clubs. I believe I was reading, I think 30 grand, 30 plus thousand each club in Leitrim we're going to get, because there's only so many of them. Obviously in Meath, we've got a huge number of clubs, so we're not sure. It's somewhere in the region of about 10 or 12,000, we think, each club of Meath is going to get. But I could tell you firsthand from being involved in a club that that's a massive, massive boost. And it's such a generous donation. I remember he did it a few years ago and he gave 100,000 to each county board, and everyone was thrilled and overwhelmed then. But this is just absolutely incredible. And as you say, it was just so out of the blue. He literally wrote, I think, 32 letters to the different county boards, and people thought it was a piss take, to be honest with you. Like, who would believe something like that?
Well, has anybody rang him to confirm it? That's another question, so it is.
He's done it now, it's in writing, so that's it. Yeah.
Well, it's just brilliant, and it's going to help so many clubs, as we said, and, you know, 10 or 12,000. I think it works out. I think, if that's the case, it means that between all affiliated clubs, Perlin Football, LGFA and Camogie, that we've got about 91 clubs in total across Meath, if it works out at around the 11,000 mark. So, yes, there are, whatever it is, 53 senior football, or, well, adult football teams. Plus you've got hurling standalone clubs, you've got ladies standalone clubs, and then you've got Camogie standalone clubs. So I would have said that much more than we're affiliated to one another than that, Davey.
Yeah, I see. I don't know how it works out, because there are clubs out there, Mickey, who have, obviously, they've got ladies football, they've got Camogie all under the one club umbrella. Now, I'm not trying to create
they're kicking themselves now.
any ructions. Yeah, I fortunately in our club, we don't have to worry about any of that. So I'm not sure exactly how it's going to be, but I suppose that it's an awful pity, because that news came the morning after we had Jason on. So it would have been one I could have put to him, but I'm sure between himself and Kieran, they'll figure it out and they'll do everything by the book and write.
Yeah, well, a hell of a gesture from JP McManus, and we're looking forward to seeing what the clubs do with that extra bit of money. Davey, now time to move on to our Lotto segment. Have you had many of the PROs in contact with you this week, or are they all out Christmas shopping?
A few are, to be fair. We'll give what we have. Starting with Castletown, they had their last lot on the 13th of December. They had a jackpot of €6,600. There was no winner of that one. So next week they go with €6,700 on Smart Lotto, but their lucky dip winners from last week, each receiving €30, were Anne Young, Lisa Kelly, Joe McGrath, Chloe and Ollie Casty, Joe, Dennis and Brendan. Next up is Dunshaughlin and Royal Gales from last Monday night, the 11th. They had a €3,400 jackpot. The numbers were 16, 22, 23 and 26. No jackpot winner, unfortunately, for them. No match three winners either, meaning they have a clean slate for Monday night, the 18th of December at 8:30, live on Facebook, where they've got €3,600. You can play that one on Club Force. Now, the Matneys from last week, they had no jackpot winner. Their numbers were 21, 24, 30 and 32. Just one match three winner, who was Stephen Murray. And that means that they go again on Tuesday night with €14,600. Ballinlock fortnightly draws taking place on Monday nights. They had €6,300 last week. B, D, E and F, their letters. No jackpot winner. The next draw takes place Friday the 22nd, which is next Friday. The match three winners and sharing €100 were Susanna Riley and Nicholas Finley. And their next draw takes place in McCabe's. Drumbarra from last week, they had 4,500 of a jackpot, which wasn't won. 30-year winners were Sophia Harsiaga, Jenny Russell, Bridge McGovern, Shirley Riley and Harry Hart. Their numbers were 8, 9, 18 and 21. Kilmainham from last Monday night, the 11th of December, no winner of their jackpot, 2, 4, 12 and 25. Next week's jackpot is rolling on nicely to €10,300. Five lucky dip winners, each receiving €20 from last week, were Kate Flynn, Peter Devine, Olive Cahill, Fiona Lloyd and Alan Morgan. Manalvi from last Monday night, 2, 9, 21 and 28. No jackpot winner. Three €20 winners were Janet, Glenn, Aileen Smith and Anthony Ford. The next draw takes place on Monday night and it's worth €5,900. You can play it at manalvigfc.ie or on the Club Force app. Walterstown from last Sunday night, 1, 11, 19 and 27. Not one. They had three match three winners, who were Tracy Byrne, Paddy O'Grady and I think that's Adrian Gamble, but it's not the best of pictures now. I'll get on to Ruth Chambers. They've set the standards in terms of photography and everything in media. Yeah. If you've seen this graphic now.
Graphics and the whole lot.
This is lazy now from Ruth, and I don't mind telling her. anyway, I could just about make out that they have €9,700 to give away next week. So everybody go and flock to the Walterstown Lotto and go and win that one. Tullamore Ashburns is next up, and the results from the 10th of December. They had no winner of their €8,400 jackpot. Match three winners were a good friend of the podcast, Colm Mwelodge, Sandra Toomey, and Angus Mulville, I think it is. And the numbers were 14, 24, 25, and 26. And they go again on the 17th of December, which is actually tonight, and they've got 8,500 of a jackpot. And the final one is from the outgoing PRO in Menalty, Olivia Cusson. And Olivia's passed on her PRO duties to Kevin Farley. Big shoes to fill over there in Menalty. But her last parting gift to us was to give us the Menalty Lotto from last Sunday night. €5,200. The numbers were 1, 3, 9 and 10. No jackpot winner. Six match three winners, each receiving €35. Mary Riley, Darren Gorman, Damien Goldrick, Mary Riley again, so she Mary Riley's won twice, Joe Armstrong, Bino Cusson. Do you know what I love about that is the match three winners, Mary Riley's obviously played twice by accident with the same numbers. So there you go. Anyway, she's got a bit of a back. The special online prize of €50 went to Angela Lynch. And next week's draw takes place tonight, and it's worth €5,400. I just have to plug my own one, Mickey, because we had to postpone ours for Friday night. It takes place on Monday night. It's worth €17,100, courtinga.com/lotto. And we have our Christmas draw taking place, which I know you're in as well. And you're looking forward to me dropping out that €1,000 hamper to you, Navin, probably Tuesday or Wednesday night.
I'm also in the Cortown lot one. I'm hoping that you'll be dropping the 17,000 plus hamper out to me on Monday or Tuesday night, Davey, because that's the way I roll. And again, was that Olivia Cusson's last hurrah as Minaldi? Okay, and she sent you on that. Great, because it makes a change from her throwing abuse at you on the football pitch. So it does.
I said that to her as well, and she says, no, that'll keep going, unfortunately. But yeah.
But as
people, I'll actually never forget. I didn't really know Olivia at the time, and we played Minaldi as 3 or 4 years ago in the championship, and they beat us over in Carlinstown, and we actually had the club lotto that night. So I came back to the clubhouse, and one of the lads says, there was this one on the line, and she was hurling serious abuse at you, Davey. And I couldn't, for love nor money, picture who this would be or what I was doing to receive it. But it was Olivia. Anyway, lo and behold, I'm sure we're the best of friends now.
Ah, jeez, that's classic. Absolutely brilliant. Was that before the podcast as well?
Yeah, it was before we were doing it.
Yeah. Before you ended up doing the podcast. Yeah. We're doing the podcast about 6 years, so interesting. But I know Olivia is a good one, and she's a very passionate Minaldi woman, of course. I have three lottos as well, just to finish us off. Kilmainham Wood, GFC, last Monday night, the 11th. The numbers drawn were 4, 7, 19, and 25. There was no jackpot winner of €5,700. Five lucky dip winners were Michael Gilchrist, Teresa Bashford, Colette McConnell, Oisin Fagan, and Susie Casey. And this week's lotto, taking place Monday night, the 18th of December, is €5,800. Centerstone's lotto last week from the 12th of December. The lotto numbers drawn were 14, 15, 16, and 25, and there was no jackpot winner of €6,500. The five €25 lucky dip winners were Jennifer Day, Dolores Darby, Ray Butler, Pascal Murray, and Lily Lynch. At this week's lotto will be a massive €6,600. And Simonson's lotto last Friday evening, the 15th of December, was not won for €4,500. The lucky dip winners were Derek Howard, Archie McCullough, and Jerry Barry. The numbers drawn were 9, 20, 30, and 32. And this week's lotto, taking place on Friday evening, will be €4,550. That is our lottos looked at.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Artmore, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
So, Davey, it is now time to do our final Instagram talking points from 2023. And I hope plenty of listeners got plenty to say. If not, we'll have to try and rope them into one of our podcasts over Christmas.
Well, I was thinking that, wouldn't it be nice to get their contributions for some of the whammies?
Absolutely.
For nominations, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
We might do that. Yeah, but we have got a few, to be fair. I know it's kind of easing off, and that's understandable. Noah McBride has been in touch to say, you mixed up the Burns again on the intermediate team. Perfect description of Adam. We give it to Mark, of course.
Yeah. Oh, look, the description for Adam or Mark, it's the exact same nearly anyway, so it is. The two top,
I think Mark just gets a bit more of the credit. It's a bit like the Ryans at Summerhill, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You can't like, they're literally like the Ryans from Summerhill, except they're not twins. As in, they hold the same positions, play same types of games, and one gets the plaudits 1 week and one gets the plaudits the next week.
Exactly. Sean Murray is next up, and he said Ben McDonagh and Evan Murray climbing Crowpatrick. And yeah, I got a DM picture of the two lads above, and they did it El Commando as well. And I'm not just talking about not wearing shoes or socks. Got a lovely picture of a bare arse from one of the lads.
Was this during the night or something? Were they after having 45 pints of Guinness or something?
Yeah, I woke up. Well, it was Sunday morning, I think they were doing it. So fair play to them.
So they did it in the nip?
Well, I don't know, did they do it in the nip? But definitely when they got to the summit and they took a picture, there wasn't a whole pile left to the imagination now.
Okay. Interesting.
I'll send it out to you.
Fair play to them. Because, you know, it's none of your grand. You don't have to say that. Certain artists I don't need to see, and Evan Murray's is one of them. I don't need to see either of them. Fair play to them. You know, cold this time of the year.
It is. It is very cold, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it in the summer even. But go on. Well, I probably will.
Joe McGuiney says, thanks for all the content in 2023 and hopefully the last year of the old stand in Park Dalton.
Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't it be great if it was? To see that stand upgraded and the whole lot. We'll miss it. You know, it's got character, that old stand and whatever, but it would be nice to see it all updated and Park Dalton. A stand and grounds fitting of the football pitch that is there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Robert Purfield said, losing quarter finalist with more players on your intermediate football championship team of the year than both losing semi-finalists had together. But this is the beauty of it. Like, we've waxed lyrical about this. Just because a team gets to a final or semi-final doesn't mean that they had the best individual standout players. People can't fall into this trap.
Yeah, you look at our senior team of the year this week and you'll be given out to us, because there are certain teams that we expect more from and we expect higher standards from, but there's certain teams that certain players just absolutely stood out on their teams this year, and that's the beauty of it. It's the championship team of the year. It's not we made it to the semi-final and further team of the year.
Absolutely. And finally, fittingly, maybe for the last contribution of Instagram Interactive this year, it does go to PS Tapes. And he said, rumours that the lads are quitting We Are Mead and heading for LMFM. I think this is in reference to David Sheehan's last show as Sunday Sport presenter after 8 years. But listen, the January transfer window is just around the corner, isn't it, Mickey? So never say never.
Absolutely. Now you said it, and you know, ask me a geography question on that one, please.
That's it.
Well, Davey, I'm going to let you wish all our listeners a very happy Christmas, and then I'm going to close it out.
Yeah, to be honest, Mickey, it's been fantastic again, isn't it? Like, we love the interaction that we have with our listeners, both, I suppose, in person and throughout various different channels on the podcast, whether that's Instagram Interactive or just listening to the podcast, etc. We couldn't do what we do without them. So, you know, kudos to them. We love doing what we do, and we look forward to bringing plenty more podcasts in the new year to everybody.
Yeah, you know, it's getting more interactive as the years go on and whatever. And this year we brought in and really went to town on the match day diaries, Davey. And that was something that really stood out for us this year, was how much our listeners got involved. And that was absolutely brilliant. That's something that we will continue on. And of course, when we're going into the All-Ireland Championship this year, that is going to be something to really behold. And we hope that everybody gets involved. There's going to be lots going on next year, and we're hoping for a bigger and better We Are Mead and Loyal Royals podcast coming your way next year. But for this episode and for this 2023 year, we want to say thank you to all our listeners, and a real heartfelt thank you and a real heartfelt Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year. We will have a number of Loyal Royals podcasts going out over the Christmas As we said, we've got that Jason Plunkett interview, the new chairman of Meath County Board. And of course, we will be doing a review of the year with the Crack Podcast, the Whammies, where we will be giving out virtual awards to different players and different clubs for doing different things across the year. Well, that's it, look, from this episode and from this year of We Are Meath podcast. Remember, We Are Meath, why matters more.